So good luck to them. I hope it goes well on this coming Sunday. Up next, our update at 7, sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, along with PCB Wealth Management. It is 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Proposals on food and housing in the first 100 days in office. We expect to hear that from Kamala Harris today when she unveils her economic plan for the future if she is elected. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has more.
Harris is expected to propose the first ever federal ban on price gouging on food and groceries, the first ever tax incentive for building starter homes for home builders to sell to first-time home buyers. Also an expansion of the existing tax incentive for businesses that build affordable rental housing.
Hurricane Ernesto is charging toward Bermuda, where they're opening shelters ahead of the storm's expected arrival. It's now a Category 2 storm, but could grow into a Category 3 hurricane before it makes landfall. Ernesto is expected to bring high winds, strong surf, and riptides to the East Coast this weekend. A convicted killer who escaped from police custody in North Carolina was recaptured in that state overnight. He was found at a hotel near Charlotte with a female companion who was arrested alongside him. This is ABC News. The mother of a Michigan teenager put in handcuffs by a judge during the school visit to his courtroom is now blasting the move. She calls Judge Kenneth King a bully. With the latest developments, ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Would you want someone to treat your child like that?
The distraught mother of Eva Goodman is speaking out after a Detroit judge put the 15-year-old in handcuffs during a field trip visit to his courtroom.
He falls asleep in my courtroom one more time and put me in the back instead.
He's now been temporarily removed from the bench and will undergo training after the incident. But Goodman's mom is setting the record straight.
I'm a single mother. I'm trying my best.
Explaining her daughter was tired because their family does not have a permanent home right now.
The judge offered to mentor the girl. The family says not interested. A lot more serious coughing being heard across the country. Cases of whooping cough now three times higher than last year. The CDC says whooping cough cases fell during the pandemic, likely thanks to more people wearing masks. This is ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
5 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday morning, the 16th of August, get together. Forecast details coming up. Chance to win some tickets for Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show in a few minutes as well.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to the Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At the Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
A high of 81 today, warm and muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, maybe a shower or thunderstorm early and a low of 63. Saturday, a few breaks of sunshine, isolated showers or thunderstorms still possible, and a high of 77. Sunday, partly cloudy and seasonal with a high of 80. In fact, Monday sounds pretty nice as well. Great weather with sunshine and lower humidity and a high of 80. After an early reading this morning of 72, we're at 69 degrees in Richland Center.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you ride here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Oh, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
So come on, ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. So come on, ride with me, ride with me. Maybe we do,
maybe we don't,
maybe we will, maybe we won't. But if it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
So
Let's go.
So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be,
if it's meant to be,
Radio Rex, Florida Georgia Line. Good morning. 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Among the many big events in the area this weekend, the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club show, the 61st show. They're going to be putting that on again at the grounds just off of Highway 33 between Baraboo and the Wisconsin Dells this weekend. And we have a couple of tickets to give away. We'll do that now for caller 9. Caller 9 will be the winner at 608-647-4155. Thanks for calling into the program today. We have some great tunes and Hank coming up, birthdays and anniversaries as well.
I wear a 20X American hat, a gold buckle from a rodeo.
I wear a dusty old co-op cap, make my living on them old turn roads.
I ride a quarter horse,
my tractor's right here.
I drink whiskey,
beer.
Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small town boys.
Boats make the world go round, boys. Boy, ain't that the truth?
Yeah, we got different roots. We wear different boots, but we ain't that different when the day is through. So here's to the cowboys and plowboys. Girl to the honky tonk, I two-step and I spin around.
I take mine to them fields of gold, hold her tight while the sun goes. Some old Hank
from the big sky to the riverbank.
Cowboys and plowboys, just some good old small town boys.
Both make the world go round, boys. Boy, ain't that the truth?
John Party and Luke Bryan, congrats to Bev Lau. Way to go. She wins a couple of tickets for the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club show this weekend featuring J.I. Case Machinery. Tons of family fun, all kinds of displays, fire trucks, woodworking, blacksmith, cars and trucks. See heavy equipment in action. Lots of power, lots of sound, huge flea market, lots of food, and lots of fun. So way to go, Bev. Bev is winning that and looking forward to going this weekend. We'll keep you posted on WRCO Radio on events happening here in Southwest Wisconsin this weekend. This is Josh Turner.
got a home down on the river. I'm married to the woman of my dreams. Got a good truck that gets me down the highway. Everything is perfect, or so it seems. Mama and daddy come by sometimes, and everything is fine. My old dog does a little singing late at night when the moon gets bright. Church bells ringing. Let us go and see who's getting baptized. We're gonna take us a Sunday drive. Cause everything is fine. Everything is fine, fine, fine. Through the sunshine and the rain, I got a peace of mind. You know I can't complain. But I sleep at night. Got a little girl that looks like her mama. She likes it when daddy tucks her in real tight. One night this week we're gonna have a fish fry. Cause everything is fine, fine, fine. Through the sunshine and the rain, I got a piece of mind.
Fine. Josh Turner, everything is fine. Fine. Can't get that low. Anyway, we'll see what old Hank's doing just a moment from now. It's 7:18.
Family Prescription Center, where your family comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W.
Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Looking for something fun to do this evening? Join us at the Friday Night Market today from 4:30 to 8:30 at the Richland Center Depot on Seminary Street, right by Quick Trip. Enjoy live music by Ann Christopher while you browse an amazing selection of local vendors. Grab some delicious food from Capel's Cuisine and Los Amigos. There's something for everyone. It's free to attend, so bring a chair and make it an evening to remember. See you this evening at the Friday Night Market.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Did you know breastfeeding your baby can reduce their risk of developing asthma, obesity, and type 1 diabetes? August is National Breastfeeding Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics is raising awareness about the benefits of breastfeeding for babies and their mothers. Our team of certified lactation counselors is available to meet with families before birth to share resources and answer questions about breastfeeding. If you're expecting, ask your primary care provider to put you in touch with our team.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Butter?
Boy. I tell you.
Oh, I tell you, it's a good thing it's a weekend.
Some things, yeah, you got to put up with around here.
Yep. I've told Joanne to try to work from home more.
Work from home? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thanks for bringing in the silo of cheese balls.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll keep especially the weekend part-timers fed for a few weeks anyway.
Well, yeah.
The problem with that silo of cheese balls is that the lid, I don't think, totally seals them. So we have to find a way to better seal the lid.
I think we put them in the lavender trash bags that we have.
Lavender trash. Oh, that'd give them a good flavor, wouldn't
exactly.
It?
Yeah, cheese right. And lavender. But something new.
After a few days, especially in the summertime, those cheese balls get tasting a little stale. So you got to find a way to seal them up better.
Here's the biggest thing about my cheese balls that I brought in. I bought them at the 1st of August, Phil.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, They were lost in my box of umpire gear. I found them last night. So
in your car?
Yes.
In your Mini Cooper?
Yes.
How can you lose something in the Mini Cooper? I don't understand.
I lose my wallet all the time. In that.
Well, that would be, then trying to get under the seat to find it or whatever. But
isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, the vibe's a little bigger, so it's easier to lose something there.
Right.
Just ask June.
I'm not going to ask. You're in trouble with her anyway. So
always.
Hey, do you know giraffes have the same number of bones in the neck than a human?
Same number of bones in the neck as a human. Yep. Yeah, I would say that's probably true. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. I just learn these facts all the time.
Yeah, you're just a wealth of knowledge.
Of absolutely nothing.
I don't know. I don't know how you do it, Hank. I really don't.
Oh, really?
Between that and being the junior sales executive of the year and umpiring, you just got a lot on your plate.
I got a lot on my plate.
Yeah.
Did you know the can opener, Phil, was invented 48 years later after the can was invented? Did you know that?
I think we may have hit on that once before. But how do they open cans?
Couldn't tell you.
With a nail, maybe?
Or a knife? I don't know.
Oh, a knife.
Axe?
That wouldn't be safe. An axe? Yeah,
could you imagine June with an axe trying to open a can?
Man, can you imagine how the beans would splatter if you
goodness.
Hit that with an axe? Bam!
Well, they'd give back more than you expected.
They would.
So.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. How would you get open your Denny Moore beef stew? I just don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Huh.
Good question.
Good question. Yeah.
Good question.
Wake up, Hank.
Yeah. I was snoring earlier. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you.
Oh.
Yeah.
All the plants in our solar system would fit in the space between the moon and the Earth.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
interesting.
That's a mind boggler right there.
So I'm trying to look for some leftovers from the week, Phil. So,
these are warmed over leftovers?
Yeah. Basically, well, not warmed up. So.
No.
Why did the teacher go to the eye doctor, Philip?
Something with her pupils is wrong.
She couldn't control her pupils.
Couldn't control her pupils, I bet. Yeah. I've heard about that before.
Yeah, it's tough.
Oh, man.
They filmed a documentary about constipation one time, Phil.
They did?
Yep. It never came out.
Oh, man.
Oh, and you wonder why
that was Hank Bray.
And you wonder why that these didn't make it.
Yes, these are the leftovers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
What should you take it? Why should you take advice from a porcupine, Philip?
I guess I give up.
They have a lot of good points.
Oh, they do. All
they
right.
do. Yeah.
I was thinking of quills and points and pins and.
I was talking to my wife one time, Phil, and I said,
"Really, really."
I said, "I'm going to make you the happiest woman in the world."
Yeah, yeah.
And the wife responds, "I'll miss you."
That's how it ended for you, Hank.
Yes, it is.
It? No, that's, yeah,
and the fight started.
That's too bad. Yeah, that's too bad. Those are your parting words.
Here's one. Humans are the only creatures that will cut down a tree, turn it into paper, and then write on it, "Save trees" on it.
True, yeah.
Here's one. The T-shirt was invented in 1904. Do you know why it was invented?
The T-shirt. Vote for Theodore Roosevelt.
No.
I don't know.
It was marketed to bachelors who couldn't sew or replace buttons.
Really?
Yes.
That's why you wear a lot of T-shirts.
If there's buttons on it, I ain't. That's why I love my Speedos.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, you've obviously lost your buttons. So.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, probably lost more than buttons on that thing.
Sure. Right. Okay.
So anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah. So any big plans for the weekend?
Learn something every day from you. You know, not really. I kind of look at it as a pretty good weekend, and not that I'm not looking forward to sports starting for high school and things like
right.
that, but it's kind of the calm before the storm. So this would be like the last kind of, I've got a Friday night off. Maybe the last one till next May, but, you know, it's a Friday night off. So I'm guessing, probably be dozing about 7:30 on the couch.
You
never know.
That.
Never know.
Hey, don't forget tonight, the night market down here.
Okay, I'll go to the night market at 6:30, and then I'll be home by 7:30 to take a nap.
And don't forget the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers Rule at Hub City tonight.
Okay, so I'll go up to Hub City, and then, I'll be home by 8.
Yeah. And then a bingo event also tonight at the Phoenix Center at 5:30.
Oh, yeah, National Wild Turkey Federation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Red Cross Blood Drive is going to be held today from noon to 4.
That's Black Earth.
That's in Black Earth. And... the centennial celebration going on at the Woodman Aquatic Center tonight. So enjoy that. And also, there's a lot of farmer markets tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The Boscobel Farmer Market from 8 to noon at the depot. Viroqua Farmers Market, 8 to 12:30 tomorrow. Tomorrow from 8 to 1 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Loganville. That's close to us. So free milk and cheese will be available at Park Street Christian Church beginning at 9:30 in the morning.
You bet.
So anyway, you know, just a little thing.
And we want to wish the best of luck to all of the gang at Four Pete's Sake in Spring Green. They're having that on Sunday.
On Sunday, the 20th annual day in the park fundraiser.
Yep.
At Spring Green Veterans Park. Music, food, and fun. The 5th annual Four Pete's Sake golf outing will be held on the House on the Rock on September 20th. So get out and support those. We've got a lot of good events, Phil.
Well, it was great to have those folks in the studio this week.
Farmers markets are busy right now. And boy, I tell you what, if you want some good quality farmers products for not store prices, now's the time to visit those stores. So
yeah, you know where it came from.
Yeah, nice. Exactly.
Nice, good, fresh, locally grown stuff.
Yep.
This is kind of the time of year right now, or it's like prime time.
Yes. It is.
Sweet corn is good. And
tomatoes, bell peppers.
There you go.
I got banana peppers, and then I got sweet green peppers that look like jalapenos. I was very disappointed when I bit into one last night.
Oh, a little spicy, a little hot?
No, I was expecting it, and it's like...
Oh. There was nothing.
Apparently,
there.
I can't read what I plant.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it wasn't good. But I like sweet peppers. So
sounds like you did all right in your victory garden, though.
Yeah. I got potatoes. I tell you what, Phil. I planted 6 plants, and I continue to put dirt on top of the potatoes because they're growing.
Oh,
it's crazy!
Wow, good. So, yeah, we've dug a few potatoes. I should say June has with the daycare kids.
Oh, really?
But it's been a pretty good year for potatoes.
Yeah, I think it has too. Yep. So
the other end of our garden kind of slopes down, and there was a little high water there at one point. So some of those things aren't doing very well.
My dad planted potatoes twice this year. None of them came up. So
really,
yeah. So it's got to be his soil or something.
It could be. Yeah, I've had bad years for those too.
Oh yeah, I have too.
They kind of rot in the ground or whatever. Or you dig them up and you still got your seed there and just the plant. Like, hey, where are the potatoes, man?
So, yeah, or I guess I'm going to eat that potato because I'm not going to waste it.
Eat the old seed potato.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, there you
go. Cut the eyes off and move on. And anything else, buddy, that we need to know?
I don't think so.
Packer game Sunday.
Sunday against Denver.
Yeah.
Another meaningless game, you know. But it is and it isn't. I shouldn't say that. What got me about the first game is, you know, 3 plays for the offense that they're done. And then, you know, I think 4 plays for the defense, and then they're talking about players that I'm sure aren't even going to be with the team.
Like, you know? Phil Nee and Henry Bray
won't be on the team. Yeah. No.
So I don't know. I don't mind the preseason. I really don't. I don't watch the preseason. I listen to it.
Right. I do too.
But I don't like the postgame. It's horrible.
Yeah, we had a few calls about that last Saturday.
It's horrible.
We're obligated for an 8-hour
podcast. Oh, without question. And I understand it's part of the deal that we have to sign.
We have to do it.
But it's just, you know what? Why can't they have a Brewer wrap after a preseason game? 5 minutes, they're done.
Right.
They're done.
Exactly. For preseason. For Brewer preseason games.
It's done.
Right. But, you know, and not to slam them, but they're a statewide Packer network, and they kept giving the number, and they didn't have any phone calls and maybe only a couple texts that they referred to anyway. So that tells you something on a statewide that nobody was really caring after the preseason. Now, the regular season
is totally different. You can't get it's really hard to get a call in.
Can't get in, right. Yeah. Exactly.
But the preseason, I'm not going to.
And then, of course, this Sunday night, it'll be really late, too. So the chances of them getting a call are pretty slim.
Right. See, and you know, the thing of it is preseason, I put that like me as the salesman here, and then the regular season is the main guy up front.
So, yeah, there you go.
So junior salesman here.
You're a junior salesman.
JV team.
The B team.
The B team, baby.
All right,
buddy,
Hank.
Have a great day. Have a great weekend, Phil. And to everybody out there, have a great weekend and be kind, Phil.
Sounds good. Yeah, that's old Hank Bray.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business. It's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Cars have airbags, backup cameras, and blind spot sensors, and your auto insurance can be just as protective. This starts with your agent. Based on an understanding of your unique situation, your agent can help you determine which coverage options are best for you with a policy that covers what you need and nothing you don't. Personal service every mile of the way with your agent is as close as a call or email. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Notes on today, baseball-wise, baseball legend Babe Ruth died in New York at age 53. The year was 1948. The first issue of Sports Illustrated was released. The year was 1954. And in 1977, August 16th, Elvis Presley died at his Graceland estate in Memphis, Tennessee, at the age of 42. Some notes on today in history, the 16th of August. Birthdays and anniversaries will be coming up here, and we'll share those with you next, courtesy of The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to The Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At The Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today to these fine folks, to Joseph Clone from his favorite son. Also, happy birthday to my most middle of all middle nieces, Mary Claire Cruz. Lots of love from Auntie Lou. Greetings on the 16th of August to Savannah Heisel and Mary Claire Cruz from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. From the RC Lions, we salute Amanda Schweinefuss, Sherry Giddings, A.J. Pifferone, Joe Clone, and Jack Atkinson. To Larry Spencer, happy birthday from the Porch Gang. To Braden Prohaska, love from Mima and Grandpa. Cheryl Hefner from the Richland Area Senior Citizens. We have happy birthday wishes to Dad and husband Dale Wallace coming up this weekend. Thank you for all the sacrifices you make for our family. We love you. From wife Ange, five children, Jevin, Ashton, Erilyn, Lindley, and Dash, and also your fur kids, Copper and Bailey. Happy 6th birthday to the Wallace twins, Lindley and Dashiell. Have a great day. We love you from Mom and Dad, Big Sis Erilyn, brothers Jevin and Ashton, and Copper and Bailey as well. Boy, big weekend for the Wallace family. Lots of love from Grandma Bowen and Papa Tom, along with Uncle Derek and Aunt Dana, Uncle Brian and Aunt Elisa, and also from Uncle Jesse and Aunt Amanda and the cousins Liam Owen, Wyatt Maybell, Garrison, Will, Ella, Eli, Molly, Noah, Junie, Joa, Alexa, and Agnes. To Dash and Lindley, happy birthday wishes today from all of the gang. And to son-in-law and brother-in-law Dale Wallace, celebrating this weekend. This is from Mom Bowen, Tom, and all the Hackle, Wallace, and Westby families. To Betty Morrell from Janet and Arden. Happy birthday to Mom and Grandma, Betty Morrell. Have a wonderful day. Love from Penny, Bill, Colin, and Caleb. Michelle Strait, have a great day from Five Points Lutheran Church. We have greetings going out today for the birthday of Mary Barnett from Schmidtwoven Hills, residents and staff. From the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday Debbie Ruskamp, and happy anniversary Vern and Gloria Geischert and Jacob and Jasmine Lundgren. To Dan and Melody Wessels from Charlene. Also, Henry and Darcy Bunce celebrate their 38th from Sherry and Brandy this morning. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Tony Baumkamp, Cheryl Hefner, Tammy Hendrickson, Charlotte Johnson, Cooper Wolf, and Kristen Renly. Happy anniversary, Jason and Lindsay Luxton. To Vern and Gloria Geischert from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church family. And happy anniversary to Jacob and Jasmine Lundgren on their special day. And this weekend, Terry Cornell will have a special open house, or his family will for him. There's a stop and say hi in Kroska Park, shelter number 6, Sunday afternoon from noon. Afternoon from 2 until 4, no gifts, please. That's coming up at Kroska Park on Sunday. So wish Terry all the best and a meet and greet as well. That's a look at today's birthdays and anniversaries.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver. All at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Can your air conditioner keep up with the heat of summer? If your AC unit is showing signs of wear, such as strange noises, condensation, and poor airflow, it may be time to repair or replace your AC. This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. Whether your AC unit needs fixed or it's time to invest in a new central air conditioning system, our HVAC technicians are here to help keep you cool. We partner with Armstrong Air to bring you the best, most efficient air conditioning systems for your budget. Armstrong Air is designed to last and give you peace of mind. Armstrong Air remains the professional's choice. No ductwork, no problem. A mini split is designed to improve the comfort level in an uncomfortable hot or cold room. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. 647-6345.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Our news update for the morning coming up in just a bit from WRCO. We're headed toward 81 degrees, maybe some rain around mid-afternoon today as you make plans. It's 69 in Richland Center. This is Clay Walker.
What's that? I hear angels singing, telling me to make my move. Listen to it. Their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby. Tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is. What's it to you? Time's up, trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is. What's it to you? I'm sure your heart is telling me true. Two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to
This is Phil Nee wishing you the best. Have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a foggy 68 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philbeck family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Partly cloudy this morning, then mostly cloudy, warm and muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, especially this afternoon, with a high of 81. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm early this evening, variably cloudy with a low of 63. And tomorrow, a few breaks of sunshine with isolated showers or thunderstorms still possible, a high of 77. In Richland Center, it is a foggy 68 degrees.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. H5 bird flu is widespread in wild birds worldwide and is causing outbreaks in poultry and U.S. dairy cows, with several recent human cases in U.S. dairy and poultry workers. While the current public health risk is low, the CDC is watching the situation carefully and working with states to monitor people with animal exposures. Many county fairs are also monitoring the situation to judge whether they will allow lactating dairy cattle on the grounds. Richland County Fair officials made a decision yesterday to not allow them. Lyrica Marks is the Richland County Fair and Recycling Coordinator.
We've been trying to focus on how to limit the spread of it. And it's been up for debate whether or not we were going to allow lactating dairy cattle at the fair this year or not. And it has been decided that we will not be allowing them at the fair this year, just for safety reasons.
However, the Richland County Fair will offer a virtual dairy event.
We will have our superintendent of the dairy cattle going around with a photographer to take pictures of each person's animal that they want to show, to allow them to still be able to partake in that and allow all of the people who are coming to the fair for those reasons to still have that to enjoy.
Dairy exhibitors may also enter a substitute.
If one of our exhibitors did sign up to have a lactating dairy cattle, we will allow them to substitute another animal so they still have that experience to show. But we just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware. If anybody was particularly wanting to come to see those, we want them to know that they will still be able to see them in a way, but that they will not be there in person for safety reasons.
This decision to not allow exhibits of this nature pertains to lactating dairy cattle only.
If it's a lactating beef cattle, we will still allow them. If it's a dry cattle, then we will still allow it, specifically the lactating dairy cattle.
Those wishing to make a substitution for their lactating dairy entry are required to contact the Richland County Fair office by Tuesday. All remaining cows to be exhibited at the Richland County Fair will need to be brought to the fairgrounds Wednesday, September 4th, between 10 and 4. Following an incident Monday afternoon at Foremost Farms in Richland Center, officials confirmed there are no threats to the public following mitigation efforts and ongoing monitoring. The incident involved the release of water treatment chemicals from the plant boiler, which entered the storm drain and flowed to a tributary of the Pine River. The flow did not reach the Pine River, and water samples taken upstream, downstream, and in the tributary tested at normal levels. The cooperative appreciates the agencies for their partnership to develop and quickly implement the successful mitigation plan, including Richland County Emergency Management, the State DNR, Vernon County Hazmat, the Richland Center Fire Department, and City Utilities. The situation is under control and there are no threats or hazards to the public, wildlife, livestock, or environment. Wisconsin primary voters ousted more than a half dozen incumbent lawmakers, setting the stage for a Democratic push to retake the assembly this fall. Four Republican assembly members lost their jobs in Tuesday's primary, including Janelle Branchen, the legislature's loudest election conspiracy theorist. She was the only Wisconsin legislative candidate former President Donald Trump endorsed. Senator Daniel Fayen, meanwhile, survived a primary challenge from former state representative and gubernatorial candidate Tim Ramthen, who pushed to decertify President Joe Biden's 2020 victory in Wisconsin. New legislative district maps combined with incumbent retirements have given Democrats hope that they might be able to retake control of the assembly in November for the first time since 2011. An employee of the Democratic National Committee has filed a complaint seeking to remove the Green Party's presidential candidate from the ballot in Wisconsin. The complaint filed Wednesday argues that the party is ineligible. It's the latest move by the DNC to block third-party candidates from the ballot. Democrats are also seeking to stop independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in several states. The Green Party's appearance on the presidential ballot could make a difference in swing state Wisconsin, where for the past 6 presidential elections have been decided by between 5,700 and fewer than 23,000 votes. The complaint asked the Wisconsin Elections Commission to take it up at an August 27th meeting. Dietitians want to make sure kids are getting the right nutrition. Eating the proper nutrients is key to their overall health and well-being. However, kids in school have the lowest diet quality compared to other age groups. That's despite having the highest nutritional needs. Experts say try to make healthy eating fun. Microsoft is still making real estate moves in Racine County. The company this week purchased an additional 70 acres of land in Mount Pleasant for almost $13 million. The latest acquisition brings their total land ownership in the area to over 1,200 acres. The new land is in the current project area, but north of Highway 11. The tech giant's $3 billion data center project is expected to create more than 2,000 construction jobs by year end. Police departments across Dane County are seeing an increase in modified guns. Madison Police told WKOW they see 3D-printed gun parts on a regular basis these days, and anybody will access the internet can figure out how to make them. Sometimes they can 3D print an entire gun. According to the report, it's creating challenges for local authorities. For Pete's Sake Day in the Park will be held Sunday at Veterans Park in Spring Green. WRCO's intern Michael Hernan has more.
The For Pete's Sake Day in the Park offers a lot of things to do throughout the day. Here's Todd Miller on the morning.
Registration is available at 8 a.m. And of course, you can go online at any time and register as well. But the rum walk and the ride take off at 9 a.m. The pickleball tournament goes for a while.
There will be food and beverage available as well as a children's area.
Music starts at 11. The food will be available at around 11. The Lions take care of preparing that. The KCs take care of beverages. But anyway, we have a brownie stand. We've got a kids area, which is very popular, and we're upgrading that this year. So Cardinal was very generous in helping to sponsor that. And we have a new volunteer who's organizing it. So you pay $5 for a wristband and your kid can participate in everything that's in there. And we've lowered the price partly because of Culver's. But essentially, parents can sit down and relax and their kids can have fun and everybody's happy.
You are invited to come join the cakewalk.
There is a cakewalk where people have donated baked goods, and that's been very popular.
At the end of the day, the raffles will be drawn, and there will be speeches as well.
The raffle has a number of different prizes. Tickets will be on sale until 5 p.m. that day, and we will do a raffle drawing by 5:30, but we kind of mix the speeches in with the raffle drawing. We have a silent auction, which has a variety of items. They generally come in the last few days. So that'll cut off at 4:30, so people will be able to pick up their stuff and pay for it, and then still sit down and enjoy the speeches and the raffle drawing.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Friday, August 16th. June Ann Lasicki, 75, of Richland Center, died August 6th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. June Ann Lasicki, 75, of Richland Center. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78, of Hillsboro, died Sunday at home. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78, of Hillsboro. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73, of Hillsboro, died August 7th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 10:30. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73, of Hillsboro. Phil Phippen, age 82, died July 13th after a long illness. A service of remembrance will be held Saturday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Friends may call at Christ Lutheran Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Phil Phippen, age 82. Charles R. Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at home. Family and friends are invited to join in a celebration of life picnic Saturday from 4 to 7 at the family home on South Park Street in Richland Center to share memories, stories, and laughter. Charles R., Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado, died in Colorado. A memorial gathering for Sherry and her late husband, Terry, will be held Saturday, August 31st, from 10 to 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A time of sharing will be held at 11:30. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95, of rural Blue River, died Friday, August 9th. A memorial service will be held at 11 Saturday, September 7th at Mount Zion Backroads Church. Burial will be at the West Fork Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday, September 7th from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95, of rural Blue River.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at fillback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Fillback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Fillback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by The Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. Partly cloudy this morning, then mostly cloudy, warm and muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. A high of 81. It's currently 69 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.